The nightcaps aren't a group of people having their last drink, but a nocturnal phenomenon, 6 million strong, who tune in their radios from midnight to 5 in the morning, 6 nights a week. Herb Jepko has made a niche in Radioland. He has been broadcasting across the nation for the past 15 years and has talked to almost 250,000 people. It's the largest party line in existence, and it all originates right here in Salt Lake City.
Oh, I love Salt Lake City. It was just wonderful.
Was that your first trip out here?
Yes, it was.
Uh-huh.
And I've always wanted to get out there.
We've used the approach of kind of leaning over the backyard fence and talking about the crops, and we talk about the weather, and we talk about animals, and we talk about where people have been, where they're going, whatever's on their mind, whatever they bring up. The people calling us know they're not going to be embarrassed, because I won't embarrass them. I feel privileged and honored that they've decided at that strange hour of the morning to call me in the first place from Maryland or Florida or Texas or the Midwest or wherever it is they're calling from.
Patricia McNally in Bridgeport, Michigan, opening our Michigan-Wisconsin line again.
The format is simple. Folkiness. The only rules, limit your call to 5 minutes and no controversy. In other words, no politics, no religion, nothing earth-shattering.
A lot of talk shows, controversial talk shows again, which is the thing today and has been for some time in talk. The person at the other end is an authority, or he's supposed to be, I guess. But I'm not an authority, and so when somebody calls, I'm there as a listening post. And we all need somebody to talk to, and I'm the guy they call to talk to tell me their story.
Well, anyhow, it was, we're just eating watermelon and drinking iced tea and just having a time out here.
Well, how about a slice?
Well, I'd just be more than glad to send you some.
Boy, that would go good right now.
Yes, sir, it's grown right here in Wheat Patch, and they have about 10 acres of watermelons in behind us, and...
A lot of people are frightened because I think they're not quite sure what I'm going to say to them. Most of all, they're not quite sure what they're going to say to me. They don't know quite how to start. Once they break the ice and make that first call, then the second one is easier, and then the third and the fourth and so forth.
Is this her?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, this is Dorothy Taylor from Houston.
Yes, Dorothy.
This is the first time I've called, and I've come to a conclusion. I think the FCC should require you to read a notice at the start of your program, and perhaps on the hour every hour. Would you like me to read it?
Okay.
Warning. It has been determined that listening to the Nightcap show may become addictive, and as a result, one may suffer withdrawal symptoms when unable to receive the program. And I speak from experience.
Yeah.
You don't get your program on Saturday or Sunday, and my voice is trembling.
Well, don't you worry. We have a good friend out here.
People will call and say, gee, don't you ever talk about anything else except these mundane things? And I said, well, again, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. What's mundane? Or all you have is older people calling in. And I ask them, what's your definition of an older person?
Nightcappers will do anything to get together. This is their masquerade ball, where the voices on the radio finally come face to face. They come from all over the country to meet each other, and of course, to see Herb.
Why do you think Herb Jepko is so popular?
I think he's popular because he listens to whatever people have to say, and if there's a lot of lonely people that don't have anyone, you know. And Herb always has an ear for people that want someone to talk to.
He's there when you need him. He's soothing and comforting.
We don't really realize how many lonely people there are right here in the United States, and as far as that go, all over the world, because it's just a relief for them in the middle of the night to get up and just to have somebody to talk to, somebody to turn to, or somebody to listen to.
I lost my husband. And the shock of it kept me awake, so I turned on the radio, and it was a comfort. And I could call them and talk to them and tell them my troubles, and I felt better.
It's like walking over next door, you know, having a Coke or cup of coffee, whatever you want to have, and just talking with the person that's there. You don't have to get controversial or anything else about it. You just talk.
Some of the people that we talked to at the convention were saying things like, Herb saved my life. I was about to commit suicide.
Are there very many cases like this? Suicide cases?
Well, there have been, not often, no. There have been some people that that have called on us for help. I think when a person's going to commit suicide, and we've had a few of those over the years, generally they're looking for somebody to tell them why they shouldn't do that. I don't think anybody really wants to commit suicide. They get depressed and they're totally down, and they need somebody to lean on, or they need somebody to say, hey, you don't really want to commit suicide. There are too many good things in life. You're not looking at it right. And they want to be talked to. And we just haven't been at the time when they needed us. And there have been some of those, yeah.
How about marriage? Have you had many marriages occur because of your program?
Through the program over the years, we've probably had over 600 marriages take place. People find each other. We're not a Lonely Hearts Club. We're not a, I'm not a Mary and Sam. And we're very, very close. Our people are very, very close. When somebody dies or somebody is ill, we're concerned. We're involved. We're involved with people and humanity, and it may sound hokey or corny, but that's the way it is.
You don't think it is a Lonely Hearts Club?
Oh, certainly not.
The Nightcap Radio Network.
Nightcaps from all sections of our vast radio audience send Frank Nolan the Crusher copies of their favorite recipes, and he selects a group for each issue of the WIC magazine. Now, this recipe page is especially designed for easy removal from the magazine.
All these Nightcap products are not what the average person must think. With all these products, Herb Jepko must be a millionaire, and he must have a multimillionaire dollar organization going, and so forth, and that isn't true. Our products, like the Nightcap pen, the Nightcap record, they all ask for these things, so some have worked and some haven't worked. You know, we keep a very small inventory of these things because we don't really sell a lot of them. They're just available. They're certainly not money makers to us, never have been.
Oh, and you're so handsome. Oh, that picture of you on WIC magazine. My gracious. Really a chap.
That was my high school graduation picture.
Was it?
Yeah, they made my hair look
Wouldn't
great,
you say, though, that you are sort of a cult work. Hero?
I don't think so. Why would I be a hero? I'm 15 years is a long time to sit in the same chair, doing the same job, night after night, week after week, month after month, year after year. Keeping all this tied together, the stations, the lines, our personnel, our building, our facilities, all of this in order to produce the show every night, that's the hard part. But when you sit down at the microphone at night, that's the fun part.
Yes, we rally round on the morning side, the early side of the day, on the herby side of the day, on the Jepko.